This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered for Black Lives Matter rallies and marches Saturday night in Portland, Oregon, as often violent nightly demonstrations that have happened for 100 days showed no signs of ceasing. Molotov cocktails were thrown in the street during a march, sparking a large fire and prompting police to declare a riot. Police say at least one community member was injured. Protesters had gathered around sunset Saturday at a grassy park in the city. Wooden shields were placed on the grass for protesters to use as protection. Demonstrations in Portland started in late May after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. New York's attorney general has moved to form a grand jury to investigate the death of Daniel Prude. Prude was a black man who died after being hooded and held down by Rochester police earlier this year. His death has sparked nightly protests and calls for reform there. The attorney general said Saturday that the grand jury will be part of an exhaustive investigation. Prude's death, after his brother called for help for his erratic behavior in March, has roiled New York's third largest city since video of the encounter was made public earlier this week. Protesters are demanding more accountability and legislation to change how authorities respond to folks with mental health emergencies. Justice Department prosecutors have now urged a federal appeals court to uphold a prison sentence of more than 13 years for a former Coast Guard officer accused of plotting a terrorist attack inspired by an infamous mass murderer, far-right extremist. The argument from federal prosecutors in the state of Maryland came in a court filing Friday, months after attorneys for Christopher Hassan asked the appeals court to let him withdraw his guilty plea or else throw out his sentence. This is VOA News. Globally, there are more than 877,000 COVID-19-related deaths. The number of worldwide infections is more than 26.7 million, while the United States has more than 6.2 million confirmed cases. Both Brazil and India topped 4 million this weekend, with India being slightly behind Brazil. Four more countries have agreed to run late-stage clinical tests of coronavirus vaccine candidates from China National Biotech Group and Sinovac Biotech as China steps up efforts in the global race. Serbia and Pakistan are among the new countries agreeing to phase three trials. The two companies are seeking more data overseas as new cases dwindle in China. CNBG's vice president said its phase three trials are expected to involve 50,000 people in about 10 countries. He added that foreign countries have expressed interest in ordering a combined 500 million doses of its vaccines. Trials have already begun in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Peru, Morocco, Argentina, and Jordan. CNBG is expected to be able to produce 300 million doses of vaccine a year once it upgrades manufacturing techniques. And they also say it's working on a plan to raise its annual capacity to 1 billion doses. Sinovac's vaccine candidate, CoronaVac, is currently being tested in Brazil and Indonesia. It has obtained approvals from two other countries for phase three trials. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Saturday toured areas hit by a typhoon, replaced a local provincial party committee chairman, and ordered Pyongyang officials to lead a recovery effort. The Korean Central News Agency said more than 1,000 houses were destroyed along the coastline, areas of South and North Hamgyong province, and not a few public buildings and farmlands were inundated. Kim led an enlarged executive policy committee, a meeting on recovery efforts in the typhoon-hit areas, focusing on detailed measures like organization of building crews to be dispatched to the area's designs and material transport. At the meeting, he also dismissed the chairman of the South Hamgyong Provincial Party Committee and appointed a new chairman. Hundreds of women marched in Minsk on Saturday as part of a continued mass protest over the re-election of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Demonstrators chanted slogans, carried banners, and waved flags as they walked through the capital. Opposition supporters have mounted weeks of rallies disputing the results of the August 9th vote, which saw Lukashenko return with 80% of the vote. The government has since shifted tactics to squelch protests with threats, the selective detention of protesters, and the prosecution of activists. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.